Blog Talk Radio.
I didn't pick that song. I don't know.
Born to those who pledged their lives in sacred honor, was smiled upon by God and freed from chains and iron collar. He is held aloft on unity and by history revered for preserving peace through strength. His wings now reach across 200 years. But for each of those in 1 year more, God has smiled upon the core. From the Barbary coast to the eastern sand, by sword, by gun, or by bare hand, so it's been and shall be weighed. Though many are born, few are made. Faithful always they shall remain. Dogs to loose when war is waged.
I am a devil dog, I'm marching on. I am a
welcome to Resistance Radio Live. My name is Joseph Bernard. Hurricane Ann and Mr. Virgil. And Hurricane is not here with us tonight. She is in with militia training, but she will join us in the second hour of the show. And I have to do a shout out to all of our fans and listeners out there that have just tuned in and joined us. And also let you know that we hit 140,000 listeners on the shows. Wow. So wow. Anyhow, Virgil, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great since I'm here tonight.
How do you feel about that? That was a shocker to me. 200% listeners.
Wow.
So.
Wow.
So, I'm amazed. We have never gotten that high. We've had 80,000 before, but not that many. You know?
Wow.
So,
that's great.
That's really great. So I tell you what, there's been a lot of things happening since we last talked. I've been seeing all kinds of stuff blowing up on Twitter about the Mueller probe. Democrats pointing fingers at everybody. And now Hillary Clinton's got this new academy training book for liberals on how to recruit new Democrats. I posted that yesterday on my timeline on Facebook, and I'm like, wow, they really must be desperate if they're doing an academy training for Democrats. You know?
Does it come with little pictures and a box of crayons?
Right, so, you know, and I've been watching her tweets and stuff, and a lot of it's comical. I mean, everybody's nervous. Even Eric Holder has been nervous the last couple of days. Schwarmer, or however you pronounce his name, he's been nervous. Al Green's already popping his mouth off. Nancy Pelosi's popping her mouth off. So they're already scared right at the moment and everything, but you know, with the Mueller probe going on and everything, it is, you know, I researched and I've been listening to the federal court and everything on this too as well, and discovered it is very unconstitutional what he's doing, and I know that's what you're wanting to talk about tonight, so I'm going to let you go at it.
It's not what he's doing. Well, what he's doing is unconstitutional too, but his entire position, his entire position is unconstitutional. He has no business doing what he's doing. You're cutting out really, really
bad.
You're skipping.
Okay,
yeah,
it could be my connection. How's this? But anyway, you know, and we all know the scam, you know, and they're trying to cover themselves, you know.
He's still skipping.
How's that?
Still skipping.
Is that better? Must be my connection. Go ahead and talk.
It's in your microphone. It's got to be in your microphone.
Test, 1, 2. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you, but you're still kind of skipping.
Okay, that's got to be in the connection part. You know, but anyway, go ahead, Roger. I'm going to let you talk, and I'll fix the technical problems while you're doing that.
I mean, the whole issue is that his position was provided to him in an unconstitutional manner. And what they're trying to do, they're trying to give him extra power, and they're trying to give other people that are working with him extra power. And they're doing it in an unconstitutional manner. So if anything he has uncovered is completely just inadmissible. He has no authority to really, under the Constitution, to charge anybody with anything.
Mm-hmm. So, in other words, he totally violated the Constitution and broke the law, but nobody's doing anything about it, right?
Well, the people that appointed him broke the law.
And if my memory serves me correctly, Virgil, he was not sworn in. Hopefully, was he not?
No, he was not sworn in. He was not given any type of authority whatsoever. His whole position's a sham.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking that last night when I was researching everything, and I'm like, I thought about it, and I'm like, was he not sworn in? Because if he wasn't, everything he's done is illegal.
Well, it's not that he wasn't sworn in. He wasn't given proper confirmation by Congress and the Senate.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, so, and now the Democrats are trying to make threats to have the president stand before, in front of Mueller, and we all know it's a trap. We know what's going on. It's an impeachment trap, you know,
Joseph,
and everything.
Joseph.
And so, yeah.
Joseph, you're gonna have to excuse me for about 5 minutes.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, you're gonna have to excuse me for about 5 minutes. I'll be right back.
Okay. And but anyway, you know, we all know that you know, all this is, like Roger said, is a sham. But you know, the problem is, I think if we all got together, I mean, every one of us got together and protested D.C. on this matter and everything, I bet you you'll see something done, you know, and everything. But and also, you know, we're seeing articles of impeachment for Obama coming up, just being drawn up, and everything. So, but anyhow, for all you listeners out there who'd like to call in, my number is 917-889-3890. That is the call-in phone number. And I don't know if we're coming in loud or clear, but we are having some problems, technical difficulties on this end, but trying to fix them. And sometimes it's on my end, sometimes it's on Walk Talk's end. So, but tonight it's on my end. So, but Virgil had to take off for a little bit, and he'll be right back. So, but anyhow, hopefully Ann calls in. And I'd like to say hello to Johnny out there who's listening in and stuff. But anyhow, we'd like to hear what you all think about all this and everything about the Mueller probe and what, you know, what direction you think it's going. To me, I see it all falling apart, falling to pieces. And I also see it, I see some people going to prison after all this is over with. And I'm seeing Comey, I see Mueller, I see basically a lot of people going down. And you know, to speak fluently on this, Obama's going to have to be arrested in order for this to happen. And I see that coming very soon. And if you all notice, you know, Trump's kept all of his promises. And Trump said that Hillary would be locked up. I guarantee you she will be locked up, you know. So, but anyhow, so. But I would like to say that, you know, we just got to keep pressuring Congress. We got to keep pressuring everybody in D.C. about the Mueller probe, that it needs to end, and it needs to end now, because, you know, it's just a waste of time at this point. And because everybody's getting caught right-handed into this mess and into the matter. So, but anyhow, I hope Virgil calls back in and everything, but hopefully he'll call back in here in just a little bit. But I'm not used to being on air by myself, so I'll just keep ranting on here. But anyhow, you know, and with other things going on, you know, we're seeing all this coming apart at the seams, falling apart. And now with North Korea doing what they are doing now, backing off. And, you know, what I said about 2 weeks ago, I said, watch it not happen. and everything, because you know, we all kind of had that idea. So, but I was hoping it would go through. So, but they just you know, there was some involvement with China, and I think Kerry had something to do with it too. You know, he had a little hands in this. So we'll see when it all comes out. But anyway, I am going to do a little music break. So just bear with us here. There are some issues going on and everything, but I'm going to do a 5-minute commercial break early and everything until Virgil comes back. So anyway, if you like to, the number is 917-889-3890 and everything. And I do apologize for technical difficulties that's going on and everything, but again, I hope he does call back on his as well. So we talk to you all in about 5 minutes.
I realized quickly when I knew I should that the world was made up of this brotherhood of man, or whatever that means. Into a crisis times when I'm lying in bed to do getting all out was in my head. And I am feeling a little peculiar. Into a and I get real high and I scream from the top of my lungs, what's going on? And I say, hey, 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 hey. I said, hey, what's going on? And I say, yeah.
years and my life is still trying to get a bad, creepy healer of hope for a destination.
And, well, we are back. And again, I am sorry for the technical difficulties. Virgil's back with us. So, take it away, Virgil. Sorry, how are you doing?
Okay, I had to move my truck out of the way. I was blocking somebody off. We're packed in here like sardines.
That's all right. I was having issues on my end, but I think I got it fixed. Can you hear me real clear?
Oh, I can hear you very clear now. What about me? Any background noise?
Oh, no, not at all. So I think we got it all fixed now.
Okay.
But anyway, anyway, we are starting to see the media probe starting to fall apart at the seams and everything, you know. And I was watching all the tweets today, you know, with Al Green popping his mouth off and, you know, Nancy Pelosi's popping her mouth off. And, you know, Maxine Waters actually got indicted. She's under investigation right at the moment. So what do you think about that?
Well, that's why they're popping their mouth off. They're popping their mouth off trying to help their fellow Congressional Black Caucus member. That's why Al Green's popping off at the mouth.
So, you know, and I don't know. Now that here they came out with this new academy for how to train, how to promote new Democrats and stuff, I started laughing on that one.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to have to get a hold of this book. I'm going to have to get out and look at this. I'm going to have to see what's going on with this.
I think I tagged you or sent it to your link, to your messenger, but there's some weird stuff in there. But, you know, this is a desperate act because the Democrats are falling apart and they know it and everything. So, you know, I say a red tsunami wave coming along. Now, believe me, California goes red.
Oh, yeah, California goes red, it's all over with. And that's what they're afraid of. That's what they're definitely afraid of.
Yep. So, you know, and everything. So, but what was you going to say there, Virgil, before I interrupted?
Every time, if you look at these candidates that are running for office now, they're getting stupider and stupider and stupider all the way around. All the way around. And, I mean, not even the dumbest liberal is buying into their bullshit. I mean, it's just, it's, I can't put it really into words other than saying that it's comical. But it's comical in a sick kind of way.
But it's scary too to think we got these kind of people running, and they're, but now they're embracing the MS-13 gang members. I mean, come on, how low do you got to go?
And I mean this Al Green, this clown here. Okay. I don't know how much more of a hypocrite he can be. I mean, you go to Texas and you look at his district where he's from. He has done nothing. Nothing. Absolutely nothing but blame every problem in the black community on white people. That's all he has
right.
done. And you see who they're best friends with. Louis Farrakhan. Louis fake-ass jackleg Farrakhan. biggest jackleg, pimp daddy, soapbox, fake ass. I mean, calling him, you know, the Reverend Louis Farrakhan. That's like calling Charles Manson a group guidance counselor. I mean, it's just some of these
right.
people. I understand. You know, I can understand a con artist wanting to con people,
mm-hmm.
but I cannot understand the thousands of people that get conned by it, that fall for this shit.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, they're starting to realize, I think the far left is starting to realize they've been conned and they're waking up, you know, that's what we're seeing. And everything, the one thing I have noticed the most of is way down in the deep state, they're starting to wake up down there, you know?
Well, yeah, you have a fair number that's waking up, but you still have
mm-hmm.
a high number of people that just are just fools. They're just out and out.
Yep, and those, I'll tell you where those numbers are. I'm gonna get slap bitched for this, but. That's from the illegals and the undocumented and the people who don't know better that's here, that came here illegally in this country. That's where it's at.
Well, yeah, that's who they're polling. That's who they're polling. And that's who, that you know, I cannot understand the thousands of people who were born in this country who live off
mm-hmm.
the privileges of this country, falling for this. You know,
they don't know no better. I mean, really.
Maxine Waters.
Uh-huh.
She gets up around these college kids. They're supposed to be educated, and she gets around these other people talking about this reparations.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Ain't gonna happen. It ain't gonna happen.
There's nothing
happen.
To. Exactly. And the reason why for that is because nobody has been a slave. I mean, there has been no slaves in over several hundred years. You know? And yeah, there was repetitions back then for them, but now in this time. Name me one person that was a slave here in the United States of America picking cotton, that was out there in the plantations picking cotton.
Well, it's not about, you know, the slave picking cotton and everything. It's about selling people a pipe dream to line your own pockets.
Mm-hmm.
It goes back to these evangelists, these same people we see on TV, these miracle healers and all of this and this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They're all con artists.
Mm-hmm.
They're all con artists. And they've been doing this.
Mm-hmm.
They've been doing this, Al Sharpton and all of this. They've been doing this since Reconstruction. And people
mm-hmm.
have been falling for it. Now, back then, when educational opportunities were limited and, you know, it was still a time of superstition and just a time of just not being able to read and write and understand how things work. But nowadays in 2018, I still see people holding up signs, we want reparations. We want reparations. All right, who do you want reparations from? Who do you think owes you reparations? Okay. Who do you think owes you reparations? Okay. Does Does the United States owe you reparations? No, they don't. Because the United States fought for its independence from England, which was not the United States back then. It was the British colonies. So if you want reparations, before, if you can prove that your ancestors were brought here before 1776, you need to go talk to the Queen of England about that shit. You need to get her to grab her checkbook.
So, and, you know, and the history of it is that, you know, nothing, we don't owe nobody nothing. I mean, they're not owed anything and stuff, you know, but I don't know. That's why, you know, it's, to me, it's like they're making promises they're not going to keep. I mean, you know, Maxine Waters does this every time. She does this every time she's up for a re-election, promises repetition, but nothing happens.
Of course.
Am I right?
It's been the same thing for over 60 years with the Democratic Party. They go into these neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. They make all these empty promises. They throw these little parties and have these free lunches and suppers and plate lunches and give them out to the public, and they hand things out and do this favor and do that favor for somebody. And then after they're elected,
mm-hmm.
all they do is just wave at the people and say, okay, I got y'all to fall for it again. See you in 4 more years. You know? I mean, it's a... And they do this time and time and time again, and people fall for it time and time and time again. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Open your eyes. Open your eyes. These people care nothing about you. If they cared about you, your standard of living would not be what it is.
Exactly. I mean, look, we got President Trump and rest of the Republicans doing what they can to the system. And, you know, I could tell you, I was almost rock bottom there during Obama's administration. I mean, it got to the point where I was almost homeless, I'll be honest with you. And everything. I lost my hot dog stand. I lost everything. But once Trump took in, the economy kicked in and everything, I'm doing good. I'm barely coming out of the red zone, but I'm doing good, you know.
Well, that's good, Joe. That's good. I mean, since Trump's been elected, I've been rolling the tires off of this truck.
Right.
I mean,
so, and you will be pretty soon. I'm hearing they're working in the auto industry next, from what I'm understanding. So, you know.
Well, yeah, he's got to work on the oil industry. He done pissed the doom coons off something terrible.
Yep. So, but, you know, like I said, things has got to get worse until they get better. You know, but it's starting to get better.
Well, I don't see it getting worse. I've seen the worst when Obama
was in office.
I see things get better every day.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, but it's just like, well, we're seeing high gas prices. Gas hit almost $3 a gallon over here in New Mexico. I was shocked. You know, I was like, whoa. So, but now it costs $3 to fill my car up. But, you know how that goes. But anyway, you know, but you know, we got to start and keep educating everybody on everything. That's why we didn't have technology back in the days to educate everybody. That's why everybody's waking up, because of radio shows like ours and everybody, other media, news media out there that's educating everybody. And that's what the Democrats fear the most. That's why they're wanting to recruit new Democrats. You know, and they're what new people don't know what, so they're brain dead, don't know what's going on.
Well, not only that,
you
Joseph,
know?
But a lot of the people that's hanging on to the Democratic Party is it's a matter of pride. It's a matter of not wanting to lose face and admit that they were wrong. Admit that they were suckers. They just cannot admit it. They just cannot comprehend that they were duped and used for that long. That they were that stupid.
Why do you think a lot of these famous rap stars and basketball players are starting to come around now? They're starting to see the light, you know, and everything, and stuff. But I don't know. It's like, you know, once Trump reshapes the Democratic Party, he'll reshape it. I mean, it's going to be reshaped, I guarantee it. You know, and get actual Democrats in there that actually care about the people. That's what you need, you know.
Well, if you're a Democrat, there's no way you can care about anybody but yourself. You know, Democrats are selfish, they're self-centered, they're materialistic, and they care about nobody but themselves, you know. They spend so much time feeling sorry for themselves. That's their problem. They feel sorry for themselves. And they want everybody to feel sorry for them alone. They want to drag everybody down. You know, I can't get my, you know, wow, my neighbor down the street bought a brand new pickup truck. Why can't I afford a brand new pickup truck? Well, maybe because he pays his bills and he's got a good credit rating and he doesn't call in sick every Monday because he's too hungover to go to work.
Right, or too doped up.
Too doped up.
You know what I missed?
You got to set your priorities right.
But you know what I missed, though, is back in the days, you know, you remember you used to hear those saying, you know, everybody's trying to keep up with the Joneses. You don't hear that anymore. I like to see that again, where everybody's trying to keep up with their, you know, and everything, but you don't see that and everything, but it's like, you know, it's like, I don't know, it's just going to take time. It'll take time, and I'd say within two more years, you'll see lots of good things going, you know. And everybody then and everything. I think that you'll see everybody's going to be scratching their heads, looking back, and they'll be like, damn. You know? So,
well,
and you know, look back on it, they're going to scratch their heads. Going,
how can you keep up with the Joneses when you're raised by parents who think somebody owes them something? Somebody owes them a living.
That's what I was. That's what I was saying. Back then, we didn't have that. Nowadays, we have that. Nowadays, today's society, you know. Even my son's that thinks that way, and I keep telling him, I didn't raise you that way, bub. I go, nobody owes you a damn thing. Get out and get a job.
Well, you see, nowadays, they call that being progressive. Back in my day, they called it being a bum.
You know, it's like, well, if you don't work, you don't eat. If you don't work, you don't have a place to, you don't rest your head on tonight, you know, and everything. So, but, you know, and it's sad, but it's my son's generation. Every one of them.
Prime example. We've seen a prime example on TV. TV. It's been all in the news. Parents had to go to court to evict their 30-year-old child.
30
years old.
And you still don't want to leave.
Now,
you know,
let me ask you this. If this is happening in one area with one set of parents, how many other parents is this happening to that they have 25, 30-year-olds still living in the house?
Actually, I know quite a few. I know quite a few, Virgil. You know, I've been out on my own since I was 18 years old. Never moved back in once. You know.
I mean, I've been out on my own since I was about 17, 18 years old. But I worked when I was a teenager.
Yeah.
I worked in oil fields during the summer. You know, I worked in,
right.
I worked on a farm, and you know, I've had all kinds of jobs when I was a teenager from year to year. You know, I couldn't wait to get away from my mom and dad. I mean, I love my mother and father. Don't get me wrong, I love my mother and father to death, but I couldn't wait to get out of that house and be on my own. I couldn't wait to get out of that house.
Oh, same here. I turned
18,
I was out. I was gone. I'll be honest, I was working since I was 12 years old. My dad had a construction company. And he taught me after the age how to save money, you know, how to do certain things. And when I was 18, I was ready to get on my own, and I knew how to survive, you know, and everything and stuff. But you don't see that anymore. You don't see parents teaching their kids that. I mean, I taught my son that, but it didn't do any good, you know. But the thing is,
you have parents, especially single parents nowadays, who having all these children out of wedlock. You know, you got Shanae, the ghetto queen, that's got five kids by three different daddies. And, people want to put down on women that have tattoos and stuff and say they're trashy and they're whores and all that. Well, tattoos don't make you a trashy whore. Going on the Maury Povich show six times to find out who your daddy is, who your kid's daddy is, that makes you a whore.
Yeah, very much so. Very much so. You know, and it's like, well, I see a lot of good women out there that have tattoos that work their ass off to support their kids.
You know, and plus, going to single parents, okay? Stormy Daniels, she said that her daughter's life was threatened. Her daughter's life was threatened. Okay, where is the father to this child? What is his opinion about all of this? Since his child is involved, what is his opinion? Who's the daddy? You know, let's get some feedback from him on this whole situation.
All right, and of course, I feel bad. I feel bad for the kid. I mean, no kid should be bullied like that or threatened, no, you know, whatsoever. But Stormy Daniels brought it on herself. That with all the things that she's doing, trying to bring our president down, getting caught in all this fraud and everything, I mean, you know. Now, top it off, I just read an article just now where she's thinking about it for state senate in Louisiana, man.
No, that was, that's an old article. That's an old article. That's from back in 2008.
This was a newer one. She's rethinking about it. She's rethinking. So, but I don't see it happening, but even if she does. But
no,
the thing is that, you know, but basically getting back to the Mueller probe, you know, we're seeing all kinds of trash coming out, and we're seeing everything explode, you know, and stuff. I'm wondering what Robert Mueller's thinking at this point. I just wonder what he's thinking, you know.
I have no idea what he might be thinking, but I can tell you this: if he tries to bring anything, I mean, he's got nothing. He's got nothing. Everything he's got points straight to the Democratic National Committee and the Hillary Clinton and Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Everything he's got.
Right.
It's all pointing to them.
Now, I do see Obama going to prison.
None of it is admissible. None of it is admissible.
Right, exactly. And the one thing he did really good, though, Virgil, The one thing he's done really well is he pointed all the evidence to ex-President Obama, who's fixing to be indicted. In fact, they're drawing indictment papers as we speak. Once he's impeached, and they can't impeach a non-sitting president to strip him of his power, but he's going to have to go to prison once it's over and done with.
And all of this
happening.
Planning informants in Donald Trump's campaign and all of this illegal activity and everything. This FISA warrant, the warrants to violate Trump's attorney-client privilege and all of this. I mean, this is, and people want they can't understand why we want to own guns. Why American citizens need to have guns. This is tyranny. This is tyranny. This
mm-hmm.
is tyranny.
This is exact.
The textbook definition of tyranny right here, right now,
mm-hmm.
is tyranny.
Mm-hmm.
And if it wouldn't be for Trump winning the presidency, all of this would have been swept under the rug. We wouldn't hear nothing about
mm-hmm.
this. It would be take the guns.
And this is why Trump's allowing it. Right, and this is why Trump's allowing it, because he's, you know, don't kid yourself. I mean, he knows everything that's top secret. He knows. He knows. He's got the authority to read those top secret papers of the FBI has. He knows exactly what's going on, and he's planted all this out there. I was talking about this to my brother-in-law the other day. He put all this out there and everything. Yeah, he lies every now and then here and there, but he does it on purpose to set the trap. He set that trap so well they took it.
Oh, yes.
And we're seeing the results of that. That's what he does. Now, I asked my sister, because she hates Trump. I go, well, why do you hate Trump? Because he lies a lot. I go, do you know why he lies a lot? Well, no, just that he lies. I go, what have you known any other president to tell the truth? Well, no. I go, I'll tell you why he lies. It's because he sets things up to a certain way to trap people, and he does it on purpose. I go, he is a very honest man. He tells you, if he tells you and gives you his guarantee, he does it. So I got her thinking about it, you know, and everything.
Well,
but that's the reason why he tells little white lies. He tells little white lies to set the little bait, to set up the bait traps out there, and boom, you see it explode right now.
I just, but it just amazes me, you know, he may tell little white lies on purpose to set traps. But, I mean, if you can't see through the lies that Hillary has come up with throughout time and time again, I mean,
mm-hmm.
I don't know what to tell you. You're just a special
right,
kind of stupid.
Right. Right. And, you know, but yes, it's like, wow. And she's threatening and raving because she lost the election, this and that, and you know. Well, now her excuse is that she lost the election because she's ugly. You know, I have to laugh at that.
She lost the election because of what?
Because she's ugly. That's the new
because
one.
Because she's ugly.
Yeah,
well,
that's
that
her new
one
excuse.
I'll agree with her on. That one I'll agree with her on.
So, but anyway, we are due for a little music break. So we're going to go on break, and we'll get back on the topics here in a little bit. And everything about tonight is the round table, you know. We just talk about anything and stuff too as well on top. But again, if you callers are listening in, you have to call in. Number is 917-889-3890, and we would love to hear from you. And everything right now, the phone lines are real quiet, so it's kind of spooky. But anyway, Virgil will be back here in about 10 minutes. I did load up some fresh songs and everything on here, so. But anyway, we'll be back.
Yeah, you need to check that microphone again because you're skipping again.
Okay, how's this?
Are you on that headset? Are you got that headset?
Yes,
on?
I am. Yeah,
okay.
I sure do.
That microphone's got to go. My microphone, like I told you, it's got to go. You got to pin it up on your shirt collar or something.
All right. So hold on a minute. I'll just know that right now. So, how's that? Is that better?
That's a little bit better, yeah.
Okay. Anyway, we'll be back here in about 10 minutes and everything. And do call in and express your opinion about what you we want to know what you think about the computer probe and everything. And hopefully Hurricane Ann calls in here in a little while. She said she may or she may not. She is in militia training tonight. So we'd like to do a special shout out to her. And be back here in about 10 minutes. And
okay.
I'm going to play her song. She hates this song, so I'm going to play just for her.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet with pride. Got better days aside. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She got better days aside. And she'll tease you. She'll unease you. All the better just to please you. She's too cautious.
The man gone, he can name. beginning. Has a man gone around taking names? Has a man gone around taking names? He's taken my mother's name and he left my heart in vain. Has a man gone around taking names? Has a man gone around taking names? Has a man gone around taking names? He's taken my sister's name and he left my heart in vain. There's a man gone around taking names. There's a man gone around taking names. There's a man gone around taking names. He's taken my brother's name and he left my heart in vain. There's a man gone around taking names.
Well, that was a short song.
Well, we're back. My name is Joseph from Urban Resistance, and we are having a little bit of problems and issues tonight, but we are trying to, we are working on it as we go along. So, but anyway, we are talking about the Mueller probe and everything, and we would like for you to call in. The number is 917-889-3890. If you'd like to do a call in and express your opinion about what you feel, and if you got any events coming up, we'd like to hear from you as well on those. And I know there is one coming up on Memorial Day weekend that there's going to be a Twitter ban in 48 hours. We're going to shut down Twitter for about 2 or 3 days. And I know there's Netflix ban on as well. From my understanding, there is over 300,000 people every hour deleting their Twitter, their Netflix accounts. So that's a lot of people.
Yeah, that's a
hello, Virgil. Yes, yes. You're
still kind of cutting out there, brother. Okay, how's that? But don't you think that's a lot of Netflix customers that's going to disappear?
Oh, yes, yes. That is a lot. That's going to... See, even the NFL is trying to clean up their act now with all of this.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to come up with this new rule and everything that if the players don't want to participate in the national anthem, they can stay in the locker room and this and that and the other. I mean, they're trying to do some really, really serious damage control from letting Kilpatrick get away with that mess. And other NFL players.
Well, now they're exactly. I was reading about that today, to where now the NFL players have to stand for national anthem, and those who don't will get fined $10,000 a day. For $10,000 a game for each time they're not standing for the anthem. And so I was reading about that and everything. I lost my train of thought. I was going to say something else, but I'll come back to it later. But again, with the Mueller probe and everything that's going on, I don't know, man. The ship's sinking, and I'm just picturing what he's thinking to himself right now. Like, oh boy, I am screwed. I'm going down. That's the only thing I could think that he's probably thinking at this moment.
Well, what it is is Roger Goodell underestimated the fans. He underestimated advertisers. I mean, the NFL. I mean, it had the lowest ratings of its entire, ever. I mean, ever had the lowest ratings ever since it started last year. I mean, with Kilpatrick's mess and everything. And
right. Well, I don't know. I heard CNN drop. Far so far below that he tied SpongeBob SquarePants. That's how low they went.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your microphone is still fucking up real bad, man.
Yeah, I think it's either out of connection. How's that? Is that better?
That's a little bit better, but I mean, I'm looking to getting another one. Something wrong with that one.
Well, if I can afford one, I'd get one of those $500 microphones like the professional use, but man, I can't afford that kind of money, you know. But anyhow, we're starting to see everything fall apart and coming to a halt, you know, and everybody's scratching their heads, waking up, and, you know, seeing a lot of changes starting to take place, you know. Yeah, even some, most of Hollywood's starting to wake up as well, you know.
Well, the reason Hollywood's wanting to wake up is because you can't walk down the streets in Hollywood anymore without getting mugged or having drug addicts all over the streets and everything. I mean, it's terrible. It is just terrible. The stories I'm hearing.
But yet they still want to. Exactly. But yet the liberals still want to hug the MS-13 gang members, you know.
Oh, yeah.
While all that's going on. You know, that's the disgusting part. You know, how can anybody, even the political party, get scooped that low to want to praise that the MS-13 gang members? Don't they realize that? That MS-13 has formed right out of ISIS, right out of the Muslim, you know, Muslim. I mean, I've been sent as far as the Indian Ocean. That's how far the MS-13 gang members go.
Well, Japan told the United Nations to kiss their ass. They're not letting Muslim refugees in their country.
Yep.
They told them flat out, no, we're not taking anyone. We're not taking refugees. We're not taking Muslim immigrants. We're not taking them in our country. Period. And where is the
nobody
protest
has to.
For that? You know, where
right.
is the
nobody
protest
has,
for that?
Nobody.
I mean, I guess
nobody
the
has to take refugees. In.
Where's Hillary Clinton?
The Japanese are actually.
Where's Hillary Clinton?
Well, the Japanese are.
Islamophobia. Where's her calling Japan? You know, Islamophobic and all this.
Right. Don't have many ideas. So, anyway, you know, it's just that. You know, it's just that, man, you know. I don't know. I think that, you know, eventually, you know, we're going to be sending out the refugees here, too. If you want, the Muslim migrants and everybody, they're going to be out of the United States pretty soon. And maybe in about a couple of years, so it's going to take a long time to flush them all out, you know. But I see it coming.
Well, I see it coming, too. I see much worse coming when it comes to that situation. Mm-hmm. I see way worse coming. I see people taking matters mm-hmm. into their own hands.
Yep, exactly. Everybody's getting sick and tired of it. People are tired of it, you know, and everything. Yeah, it's like all these refugees, these illegals, undocumented, they all get the special treatment by the rest of everybody that, you know, are suffering because of it, you know, and everything. So, of course, everybody's going to take it in matters into their own hands, you know.
And it's going to be
like,
so overwhelming.
Like,
it's going to be so overwhelming that law enforcement is not going to be able to do anything about it.
Exactly.
They're not
going to
be able
and
to
I got
do
a feeling here.
It.
Well, Europe and the UK are going to get ready to retaliate because they're getting tired of all the crap going on over here. I mean, now we got the Muslim holiday, the Ramadan is coming, that's came up, seeing all this violence, rapes, and everything else coming in. And I'm like, what the hell? Why do you allow that stuff in your country? You know?
Ramadan, but
you know? Muslims are special. They're not above anything.
When is this Ramadan it up their ass supposed to start?
Right. And, you know, but they all think Muslims are above and they're special and this and that. And, you know, there's nothing special about them. They're not above God. And they're not above it. The only thing they're special about is bringing hell and bringing all these demonic things about them and everything, but everybody still wants to feel sorry for them and worship them and everything else. But the rest of us can see right through them. We know exactly what they're about.
Well, when does this Ramadan start? It's already started.
It started last week, you know, and last everything. Week. But it goes on for... Yeah, it goes on for several months. It goes on, and they terrorize people, kill people, rape women, rape little children. This is what they do on the Ramadan. You know, it's sickening. It's disturbing. It's inhuman.
Well, that's why I got 30 days in Facebook jail for calling them a savage. They're savages.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they are. That's all they are. They don't care. They don't care about you or anybody. They hate you. They hate. It's like they hate us. They hate us with a passion. But if we say that to them, if we say that about them, what we think, we're called racist. We're called this. We get slandered, thrown in jail, or whatever. You know. And I'm at the point where I really don't give a shit. People think.
I quit giving a damn what they think a long time ago on the Muslim issue.
Mm-hmm.
A long time ago. Years.
It's like I tell everybody, have you ever had a Muslim scream about RF? Because I have in my church. I've actually had two of them show up at my house. So. That's why I hate Muslims.
Well, that'd have been the last. If they'd have showed up in my house, that'd have been the last time they'd have showed up in anybody's house, including their own.
Yeah. You know, why Muslims? Actually, it was my fault because they invited him to our church. He wanted to learn about our religion. And everything. So he came. He was nervous about it, but he came. And by just strange coincidence, our pastor was preaching about Islam. That's what set him off, you know, and everything. But, you know, but everybody was proud of me because I invited him to our church and he came, you know.
Yep.
So, but that was his fault in a lot of ways. But. It's like, but it was a learning experience for me as well. It told me not to trust no Muslim. But that's what it taught me. You know?
You can't trust them. You can't trust them. You cannot
mm-hmm.
trust them. You can't trust them as far as you can throw them.
Exactly. There's one or two I trust that I'm really, really good, that I'm really good friends with. That's not radical. I would trust, that's my friend Nick. I would trust him with my life, you know, and everything, because he's not a radical, crazy Muslim. But he tells me, we talk about this all the time and everything. And even his parents have tried to get him to go back, you know, to practicing Islam. He's like, nope. I ain't gonna do it. I want to get away from that crap. You know? But me and him, we sat together. There's a picture of me and him and my friend Fred. We got together drinking beer, eating pork, and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Well, he's not a Muslim, so to speak. He's just someone from Saudi Arabia or Persia, Arabian or Persian descent. You know, being a Muslim means being part of Islam, and Islam is a cult. It's a fake religion.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You know, and it's like. It's like, wow, but we're seeing in Michigan where they've actually, you know, taken over Michigan pretty much.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, totally taking over Michigan up there. I see a lot of Muslims running for Senate and this and that over there in that part of the state and everything. But, you know, Michigan brought it on themselves and everything. And
yeah.
I've seen that coming a long time ago. They're beyond saving right now. And the only way to save them is to go up there and throw a nuclear bomb in that place. You know? So everything. But anyway, doing a lot of thinking about everything that's been going on the past couple months and since the election with the media probe, you know, we all knew that this was fake. We all knew what was happening, what was going on once it started, you know, and everything. And now, you know, now a lot of other people a year later are starting to wake up and see through the sunlight, you know, and everything and stuff. But it's like we told you so, you know, and everything. And one of the things that was surprising to me, Virgil, was yesterday I read where CNN got raided by the FCC. The FCC went in and raided them up in Florida and shut them down over there up in Florida for spreading false news. And I confirmed it. And everything and stuff, but you know, it's like, wow, CNN actually got raided, you know, so everything. But hey, I'd like to say that we did got Hurricane Ann on the show. She's called in and everything. And Ann, how are you doing? I know you just got
Hey, sorry, I'm late. Yeah,
sorry, hey,
I'm late.
What's wrong?
Working out at my dad's house, trying to get this house remodeled, and kind of got a bunch of construction people out there, contractors, so it's hard to get out of there, you know?
Wow, you must be doing a lot of work to that house.
Yeah, I am. You know, I wanted to restore it back to the way my dad passed away, and the first shed that he ever had out there was the one he had for like 20 years, and it had pretty much just almost falling apart. And so I had it completely rebuilt just the way he had it. And so
was that the one
cool.
That was where he had his motorcycles? Was that the one that where he had his motorcycle and stuff stored in it?
No, that's the big barn. But there's three sheds also besides the big barn. So I'm redoing the sheds. That's what I'm doing.
Oh, okay.
So.
Yeah, I know. I wish I could afford it. I mean, when I went over there and saw your dad's house, I was like, wow, I wish I could afford to buy this. You know, I'd be that there.
A lot better because I'm actually making the front yard into the backyard. So we're putting that white vinyl fencing up. It's like 6'8" all around it. It's going to look pretty snazzy.
Right.
It's going to look pretty good when we finish
it.
So it's great bankrupt,
right.
Guys, but.
But anyway, now we're just sitting here jabbering away, and you're about to meet the probe, and we were talking about Islam earlier, and about Ramadan, and, you know, everything that's been going on with that. But, you know, what we're seeing with the Mueller probe, though, I'm seeing the Mueller probe falling apart right at the seams. So is everybody else. And what is your thoughts on that?
My thoughts on it?
What's your thoughts about the Mueller probe? I mean, what do you think? You think it's going to turn?
Well, it wasn't it supposed to be confirmed by Senate, though, his appointment?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he didn't. He wasn't confirmed by the Senate, was he?
No, he was not. Actually, I researched that, and me and Israel were just talking about it, and I don't remember him getting sworn in.
I think, from what I understand, he's supposed to be, you know, go through the Senate, and that's a violation of Article 2, I think. So, I think he's, you know, unconstitutionally in office, you know, doing his job. And so they
exactly.
get him the hell out. You're fired.
Exactly, you know, and... Yeah, right, right. But it's like, Andy, you remember him getting sworn in publicly? Because I've never heard anything about it. I've searched it and everything else. I haven't seen any kind of confirmation on that.
Yeah, I haven't either.
You know.
Well, the thing I my deal is this. If he is not within the constitutional realm to investigate or enforce laws or whatever. Okay, I want my money back. I want my $7 to $10 million of my fellow taxpayers' money back that was spent on this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, somebody needs to shit or get off the pot when it comes to this money situation. Because basically, we threw good money out bad on something that was illegal.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to hear from other people that want their money back. I'd like for them to call in and say, "I want my money back."
Well, I was stating earlier, jumped off the air there for a little while, that I would like to see, you know, all of us get together and protest, get on Twitter, write Congress, call Congress, demand to have our money back, you know, demand to have Mueller shut down because he's not legally sworn in. He's not legally in office. So, you know, and I think all of us pressure Congress, you'll see something happen, you know.
He was appointed as a special prosecutor. Okay, he was appointed in.
Mm-hmm.
But he was not appointed in properly. You know, he doesn't have to be sworn in. It just has to be done properly. You see, there was no confirmation according to this
exactly.
To this article in the Constitution. And if his job is not constitutional, then he has no business having access to taxpayer funds. I mean, it's illegal and it's immoral and it's basically stealing. So I want restitution.
Who was it that got in there in the first place? The Democrats. The swamp. They're the ones that got him in there. You know, am I wrong?
Right. Oh, you're right. You're right. But what tickles me about this whole situation, the Mueller, the Stormy Daniels, all this, what tickles me about the whole situation, you see that $10 million that Stormy Daniels' lawyer got sued for?
That was by the federal judge. That was the federal judge who did that.
guess who's got to pay that? Guess who's got to pay that?
He did. Stormy
oh,
Daniels.
No, the one who hired him. The one who hired him.
John McCain.
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden.
Because when you hire an attorney, you read the fine print. You're responsible for all the expenses incurred when they take a case. All the expenses. You're responsible for it. So I can guarantee you that Joe Biden is really, he, He's sweating like Solomon shitting golf balls.
Right. So, you know, but we'll see. I said this months ago that Joe Biden is the one that paid Stormy Daniels' attorney. You know, and everybody called me crazy, but, you know, I read. I research all this stuff, and I know where the paper trail goes, just like everybody else does. You know, it's out there. That information's there and everything, but Creepy Joe is the one, you know, and the rest of the swamp rats as well. Even John McCain's dirty hands is in this. He's paid the attorney, I think, if I'm not mistaken, it was $150,000. No?
Well,
are
John McCain, John McCain. I'm not even worried about him no more.
He's dead. He's like pretty much history.
One foot in the grave, another on the banana peel. So we're just waiting for him to slip.
Right.
God's a traitor.
Wow.
He betrayed his his fellow soldiers, you know. I have no use for the guy.
My roommate hates him because her dad, when he was in the military, served under John McCain. When they were in Vietnam together and everything. Her dad hates him with a passion.
You know, I actually used to like him back whenever I was a sheeple, where I was awake, and I thought he was a really good guy. I was so excited being, you know, George Bush is president, our neighbor. I mean, I lived in Waco, he lived in McGregor, you know, which is right down, Crawford is right down the road, you know. And so he's like president, our neighbor, so we were super amped to have a president from right here in Central Texas. But now I know that I know so vile. And I love
right.
Both of them, you know. I was heartbroken when I realized they were
right.
Little fucks, you know. So
right.
What's the deal with the news? I've been watching the news because I've been out of touch with the news for like 13 months. So what is exactly going on with the Stormy Daniels, this porn star? So she comes in, she says she had sex with Trump, and then she says that he paid her money, and he says he didn't. Mm-hmm. So what's the deal with that? I really don't know the story about that.
Okay, let me break it down for you.
Go ahead, Virgil.
Let me break it down for you. Okay, 12 years ago, she supposedly had an affair with Donald Trump. Donald Trump's attorney paid her $130,000 to keep her mouth shut about it. She supposedly gave the $130,000 back to the attorney. And now she's running her mouth. She's not claiming rape. She's not claiming sexual harassment. She's not claiming anything. All she's doing is just exposing the fact that 12 years ago, when Donald Trump was a private citizen, they had sex. Ooh, wow-wee. And now the press is jumping all over this shit. She stated that she had sex with Donald Trump. Then she retracted it. Then she restated it. Then she claims that somebody walked up to her in a parking lot and threatened her life and her child's life. And now she's got this attorney who has now been sued and lost a lawsuit for $10 million on defamation of character. So, It's all just part of the drive-by media, and it's part of the drive-by media to try and derail the Trump train, whichever way they can go. But he's running right over. He's plowing through it like Union Pacific through snow on the tracks. It means nothing. It means nothing. It's just another story. It's just another story. It's just another propaganda. It's just another one of George Soros' bitches, like David Hogg. I don't know if you saw the last interview with David Hogg, but I'm going to tell you what. If I ever talked like that in front of my mama with my daddy around, I would have got my jaw broke. I mean, it's just sickening to the level that they're going to discredit Trump.
Mm-hmm.
So what they're upset about is that we have a heterosexual male who has a good sex drive. He was a very rich bachelor. This is before he married Melania, right? He's only been married to Melania. Well, was he married to Melania when this happened, supposedly?
Yeah. She's claiming, yes. She's claiming that they had an affair when Melania was pregnant with Baron.
I don't give a shit. You know what? At least he's not a queer up there having sex with another man. He's dressing up like a damn woman, pretending like she's our first lady. And the man ain't American. He's a fucking Kenyan. So, you know? So what if he went...
Well, top this off, Ann. I don't know if you saw this, but yesterday the state of California gave her a key to the city.
I saw that, and I just was like, oh, my God. Have anybody ever even watched a porn flick? Do they not know what this slut does, you know? Probably taking two or three guys at a time. Jesus, God, she's disgusting.
Okay.
Devil's spawn.
Well, here's the thing, Ann. They want to pitch all of this bitch about Donald Trump when President Trump was private citizen Donald Trump. Okay. Let's get into some of the things about Barack Hussein Obama when he was a private citizen.
He was doing cocaine and giving blowjobs to Sinclair in limousines. Sinclair came out with that crap, and wasn't long after that Sinclair was, guess what, dead. When he came out and said that he was Barack Obama's queer lover, okay? I don't have nothing against queers. I got a relative that's gay. I got a friend that used to be gay. She says she's not now. I don't know what that's all about, okay? But she's still like, I'm not homophobic, okay? And so, but I'm just telling you, he had a queer relationship. Sinclair came out before he was president, and nobody gave a damn about that. But they care if Donald Trump had sex with a female. That don't make no sense.
Yep. Way before he was president. You know. Who cares? Now,
yeah,
who cares? If he was president when that happened, then we would have cared. But that didn't happen.
I mean, it's just...
That's the far left. That's the Democrats for you.
That's the far left. I mean...
Who sued the lawyer for the defamation of character?
I haven't really found out about that, but he had a judgment put on him for $10 million behind all of this.
So it had to do with the Stormy Daniels thing?
I'm thinking it's Trump's
lawyer.
Yeah,
it does. I believe it's the attorney that the federal judge ruled in his favor.
And so they just want to make a big deal
for him. Yep, pretty much.
Well, why am I seeing everything on social media about Stormy Daniels getting a key for the city, but I'm not seeing a damn thing about our first lady being in the hospital? And having kidney problems.
Oh, yeah, it was there. It was out there. But it's out there, you know, and everything. But I was saying earlier that CNN got, before you hopped on, CNN got raided yesterday by the FCC of Florida for all the fake news reporting yesterday. And they shut down the Florida studio down there.
Yep. Well, you
that's
see,
pretty awesome.
You
I love that.
Yeah. Well, you see,
yeah.
Ann, what they're trying to do is they're trying to put a spin on Melania Trump's kidney infection causing the volcano in Hawaii to erupt. They're trying to connect those two. That's why you're not hearing anything about it now.
Yeah.
But trust me, Al Green will come up with something.
Don't give him no ideas, Virgil. Let me say it happens.
So, hey, I'm trying to change the subject. How'd you like that show?
Or that idiot. Or that idiot that said Guam was going to tip over.
I said, how did y'all like the show Tuesday night?
Oh, it was. Oh, I enjoyed it. I got to re-listen to it and everything. I was like, it was very impressed. You know, I enjoyed it. I hope we can have him.
Excuse me.
We're going to have to explain to Beverly that we start off the show with music, so don't talk. I heard her on the show going, what's that music?
Oh, I wish she'd call in tonight.
She called me earlier, said it was 4 o'clock in the morning, and she just got up, and that she was freezing to death, and she couldn't stay warm. So I'm like, oh, thank God I'm not there yet. That's why I'm waiting until springtime to go. I'm not trying to freeze to death then.
Yeah, we had enough of it. We had enough of that shit this year. Last year, rather.
I'm going to be going to your part of the woods Monday. I'm going to Louisiana. Just Bossier City.
Bossier City, Louisiana. What you going up there for?
Gamble.
Oh, you're going gamble?
I'm going with Linda. I'm going to help Linda while she gambles. Linda's a 75-year-old lady. Her name's Betty West, but I changed it to Linda.
Long story,
but it's fun to tell.
Okay.
Her and I just went to Las Vegas for like 10 days, and we had a blast. Well, apparently we must have gambled a lot because both of us got free rooms up in Shreveport for 2 days.
Got what?